Okay. So just for the record, yesterday we started Siman Nun Beis, Tzadi Beis, Nun Beis, Tzadi Beis. So we're on page 249 for today. So we began Tzadi Beis yesterday, and we discussed that a person has to go to the bathroom. They're not allowed to daven. If they daven, their tefillah is considered toeva, abominable, and they have to re-daven. They have to daven again. And the Machaber continued and said, that's only if they couldn't hold themselves back for the amount of time of a parsa. We discussed that. Parsa, approximately 72 minutes. If they could, so then you're also b'dievet. But l'chachila, they shouldn't daven until they take care of their bodily needs. And the Ramah also said that this not only applies by Shmoneh Esrei, it applies by Divrei Torah. And we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, also said it also applies for Kriya Shema and other things like that. One thing I did not mention at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of that Sif in Zion, brings up an interesting case. And that is, let's say someone is giving a shir, giving a class of teaching Torah to a number of people. I don't know what a number is. He says, L'rabim, I don't know what a rabim is. My Rosh Shiva Zangunzun says one person is a harusa, two is a shir. So I don't know. I assume that maybe that's it. Rabbim is a, you know. So anyways, so, and all of a sudden in the middle, he feels like he has to go to the bathroom. So again, we're not talking about, we'll see later, that he urgently has to go. Talking about that, you know, feels like going, but, you know, could wait a little while. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the guy could hold, could wait. He could wait. Because as we learned before, I think I mentioned yesterday, we have two psukim that we're dealing with. One is the first idea that we saw, the first pasuk is Hachan Likras Elokach Yisrael. One is that we have to prepare ourselves before we daven. So it applies for, as far as this, to make sure our bodily functions are taken care of. Then the last week we learned that as far as other things, as far as we dress, and thing, and we'll learn more about that also as we go along in Tzadi Beis. But the other thing is about the shaksu. In other words, if a person is holding themselves back from bodily, from taking care of their bodily needs, it's disgusting. So that second pasuk about the shaksu is an issur d'rabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I didn't mention this yesterday, that this issur d'rabbanan, we see this in other cases too, this issur d'rabbanan about the shaksu is pushed off, is pushed off because of kavod abrios. In other words, that again, there's two ways you could look at it. Either that's kavod abrios for everybody else, right? They're going to have to wait. But I think more that it's referring to the person who's giving the shir themselves. You know, they have to get out and walk out in the middle. You know, it's not so comfortable. So therefore, that is the rabban is pushed out because of kavod abrios. Again, a very important idea. A lot of people bant around kavod abrios. We see it by Hilchos Shabbos also. But it only helps you for a drabban. It doesn't help you for a deraisa. Okay, that brings us to Beis. Somebody started discussing this. The obvious question is a segue from Aleph. That is Beis. In Be'emsa Tfiloso, okay, you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You started downing Shmoneh Esrei. Nis Orlo Tavu, you have a desire to go to the bathroom. So now what do you do? If it was before, we'll see. If it was before, so it's one thing. But you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So the Machaber says, Yamid Atzmach Yigmar, so you should hold yourself back until you finish Shmoneh Esrei. Well, Yasek, you don't interrupt and go to the bathroom. And if we're talking about Shema, or even the brachas of Shema, everybody here knows now what the brachas of Shema are. So whether it's to urinate or otherwise, Karkadarko. Again, so you could continue the Shema or the brachas of Shema and continue. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that by Shema, that if you that here we're talking about that you checked yourself before, but then something happened, right? You have to go to the bathroom. So therefore, you don't have to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you can't stop. I mean, we'll see, unless it's really, really bad. But in the middle of Shema, you don't have to, but in the middle of Shema, if you want to, you could. And if you want to. And then you go, and we'll see, and your return, we'll see. Rama continues, V'davka she'eno mis'ave kolkach, next page, by the way, 250, she'eno mis'ave kolkach di'ist be mishum bal tishaksu. Now again, you get the concept of bal tishaksu. So again, as I mentioned before, here we're talking about that you don't have to stop in the middle of Shema or the middle of Shemoneh Esrei if it's really not bad. If you're already over bal tishaksu, that you really got to go. Really got to go. So then, avo b'lav hachi, yosu tov lahasik. So again, if it's really bad and you really have to go, so again, Shema, or even Shemoneh Esrei, you go to the bathroom. Mishbura explains that if you can't wait and you have to go, so you can't wait till the end of Shemoneh Esrei, so you're allowed to stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you go to the bathroom, but you should just be careful not to talk. Right? So you go to the bathroom, don't talk, and then when you come back, Mishmur says it's mashma, then when you come back, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You just pick up from where you ended, as long as, we learned this about this last week, that you didn't have enough time to finish all Shemoneh Esrei. Remember, we discussed this before, that if you waited long enough that you could have done Shemoneh Esrei over again, so then, according to some poskim, that would be considered a problem. That would be considered as if you waited too long. So again, if you really have to go, so then again, you would go and take care of what you have to take care of, come back and continue, in most cases, where you're up to. And the Machaber finishes, V'imratza laharchik lahatil mayim oset. That if you want to, if you just have to urinate, so then again, even Shemoneh Esrei, if you want to step away and take care of that and come back, so then you could do that. Okay. Now, what else can I tell you? Right.
Question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The measure of the amount of time
Parsa?
To finish Shemoneh
Esrei. Oh, yeah.
Is that according to the individual person?
Yeah, it usually goes according to the individual. Now, there's a machlokas whether it's from where you're up to or whether starting from the beginning. Right. In this case, you could be making
the
other.
They won't just say the bracha after the bathroom, after davening?
Yeah, you wait till after davening. As long as you know, you don't have something with you that you feel like you have to go again. As long as you're quote unquote satisfied from that going to the bathroom, so then you can still make the ashrei yotzei.
Also, health and students of Rav lost the ability even to have children because they many times they stay very late in their lectures.
Okay, tomorrow we'll pick this up. We'll get into washing before davening. Talk about that. See, people do that. We'll get into that.